Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a measure that he says will rein in so-called pharmacy middlemen. Pharmacy benefit managers are third parties that manage prescriptions for insurance companies. They have been accused of colluding to send patients to pharmacies that they own and reimbursing smaller pharmacies less money for the same drugs. The bipartisan measure signed on Tuesday makes those tactics and others illegal. Republican State Senator Dave Fowler of Harrisburg says it will have a big impact for largely rural districts like his own.
We are drawing a bold line in the sand and saying no more. No more will unchecked pharmacy benefit managers operate in the shadows, draining the life from our local pharmacies and driving up the cost of care for patients.
The measure was a top legislative priority for Governor Pritzker and takes effect in January. Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker is touting his new running mate, Christian Mitchell, who will join him on next year's gubernatorial ballot. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
Mitchell was a state representative for three terms. He left that job to be one of Pritzker's deputy governors starting in 2019. Here's Pritzker.
He is somebody that I have grown to trust. I've seen him usher enormous legislation through the legislature, working with legislators. So he's a guy who knows how to get big things done.
Pritzker's referring to the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act, or CEJA, that aims to transition Illinois away from fossil fuels, plus a $45 billion capital construction program. He says he's known for about a week that Mitchell was the choice after considering people from both inside and outside state government. Pritzker's current Lieutenant Governor, Juliana Stratton, is running for U.S. Senate, so she cannot join him on next year's ticket. I'm Alex Degman.
The Bettendorf City Council is raising fares for the city's paratransit service. During the city's Committee of the Whole meeting on Monday, Transit Operations Manager Austin Whelan compared the city's tickets cost and medical requirements to 11 other transit services in Iowa.
Of the 11 systems, as you can see here, we're the only system in the state of Iowa that doesn't currently require the medical certification, which is one of the big changes that we're implementing. We also have the lowest fare. So, again, just to kind of drive the point home, we're not really reinventing the wheel here. We're just simply catching up with what the standard is across the state.
The fares are going up from $1.75 to $2 for one-way trips. Round trips will now cost $4. Riders are allowed to bring one caregiver who will not be charged a fare, and veterans are not charged for the service as well. The City Council voted unanimously on Tuesday to approve the policy change and rate increases. Police in Muscatine say the man who fatally shot a woman multiple times at a supermarket on Monday has died. Ian Antonio Hernandez of Davenport allegedly killed Calista Ray Hallberg inside the Hy-Vee on 2nd Avenue Monday afternoon. According to a news release, Hernandez shot himself after fleeing the scene and died later at a hospital in Iowa City on Tuesday. Muscatine police believe the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute between the victim and the suspect. The Rock Island Milan School District has been awarded $3.2 million in federal funding for its Head Start program. WVIK's Grayson Jewell has details.
The Head Start program is focused on early childhood education and offers support services for scholars across the community since the launch of the national initiative in 1965. The awarded funding will help support staffing, classroom equipment, instructional supplies, and program operations for all 255 scholars in the program for the next 5 years. The grants were provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. $7 million was awarded in total, with additional funds going to SAL Family and Community Services and Project Now. All three programs are focused on early childhood education. I'm Grayson Jewell, WVIK News.
And this is WVIK News.